Okay, we're doing the laws of Shmoneh Esrei, Halacha Chaf Aleph in the 16th chapter. Yechaven raglav zot zezo, kilo inan ele achad. We place our feet together as though our feet were one. This has Kabbalistic reasons. It's also a philosophical reason. You know, if you put your feet together, you're not exactly in the most powerful state. Those of you who studied martial arts know that that's the most vulnerable position, right? When your feet cross, that's when they're in contradiction, right? They're in conflict. So both feet together, that's the least stable position to be. And that's part of the indication that we're giving when we're standing in Shmoneh Esrei. We're in your hands, Hashem. Our feet are as though they're bound together. But the Gemara gives a reason that we're like the angels, and the angels stand with a foot that comes down straight like a calf. So do we put our feet together like an angel when we stand in prayer? V'eniach yadav alibo kfutot ha'imin la'smalit. And one puts his hands together, the right over the left, by his heart. We stand in awe and trepidation before our master when we stand in prayer. So putting your hands by your heart like this, if it works for you, fine. But some people need to hold a sitter, some people need to flip the pages, and some people find that if they're standing like this, they can't focus. So again, it's a Kabbalistic idea. For those of you who it works, good for you. And if not, then it's not obligatory. The idea is you shouldn't be standing in prayer with like, you know, putting your hands on your thighs or in some kind of way that shows haughtiness. The idea is we're standing in prayer and our body should reflect the modesty and the humility that we should feel when we stand before our Creator.